it's all over here. And St. Mary's and Kelly Clougher, and a 15th Ulster title is going the way of Monaghan champions Donegal, taking victory today against Glenfin of Donegal. 7 points was the difference in the end. 115 to 18 was the final score, and the Monaghan girls just had too much for the Donegal champions this afternoon here in Kelly Clougher.
Yeah, it was a different story there in the second half. Donegal just got into the cruising seat. They settled a lot within themselves, started to play a lot better football. The first half was kind of scrappy between the both sides, but you just felt when the deficit was clearing out for them, you felt that, you know, that they had it today. Very, very experienced side. As I said to Oisin earlier on, it's very, very difficult to beat Dunamoyne, even on their worst days, you know.
Yeah.
They're just a serious, serious outfit.
And they got the scores as well at key times in the match, and the big one in the first half was that goal from young Emer Traynor, and that was the difference at half time. That goal 1-4-4 at that stage of the game, and it put Dunamoyne in the front foot as they went to the break. So it did.
It did. It changed the game. Glenfin were on the back foot from that. I mean, they did come out in the second half. They got two points on the scoreboard to lower that deficit to a point, but after that they didn't play at all, you know. And
yeah.
and it seems like
they didn't play. They weren't let play by Dunamoyne, and experience it was there. And if you look at the score sheet, yes, Cairn got the first 2 points and looked good for a couple of minutes, but then after that Dunamoyne kicked in to that gear that we know that they have. And when you've got somebody like Katrina McConnell knocking over some top class points, like I think at that stage they went 1-4-6 ahead by just a single point. They then rallied it out to 1-11-6 points, so it went out to an 8 point game very, very quickly. So with that,
I mean, you're 100% there. Glenfin maybe probably didn't perform, but Dunamoyne were just very, very good in the second half. You could see the difference. You could see the actual Dunamoyne team. But as I spoke throughout the game, they're a much more well-balanced team. Even their fringe players, as you say, it's like a conveyor belt here in Dunamoyne. Like, they've got young talent coming off the bench. Some of the players in there today, like the Garland twins, only 17. The player that was subbed in at the beginning of the game as well. Emer Traynor, another 17-year-old, and they had big impact in the game out there today, Oisin, you know, along with the Courtney sisters, who all played well throughout the field. And then you had Katrina McConnell up front as well, but it wasn't just Katrina McConnell, it was putting, you know, scores on the board today as well. You can see there some of the Courtneys going on the board, Emer Traynor going on the score sheet, even their cornerback Lauren Garland had a couple of pops and she put one over the bar. That's the difference, maybe, like, you know, Yvonne was very isolated in there. When you look at the score sheet, the Glenfin score sheet, you have Yvonne and Karen scoring. You know, and an Ulster final day to get at club championship at senior level, you probably need a lot more options up front. You know, there was a lot of pressure they want today, you know, and especially against that breeze in the second half, it was very difficult.
So what can Glenfin take away from today? It's been a big day for the club here, and a senior provincial decider going for a first title. They're on the wrong end of the result, but what can these girls take away from this?
I mean, it all comes down to the panel of players too that you have as well, and what do you have on the bench, and who your players are training all year. You know, like Glenfin out there have 5 county players, but as you see on the Dunamoyne side, they have county players all right there in the Monaghan setup, and they probably have a lot of underage county players, but they have a lot more youth and experience coming through the sides. Glenfin, I suppose they can be happy with their performance maybe in spells today. You know, just didn't get the scores on the board. Probably didn't use the advantages of the weather in the first half as well. When they had that breeze, they probably should have used it a lot more. They played a very defensive game.
Yeah.
They probably should have went more on the attack, Oisin. You know, they left, as I say, Yvonne in there, and maybe one more forward at times, and it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know, they should have got the ball on a lot quicker, a lot with that breeze, and maybe try to get scores on the board early, because the second half was always going to be a challenge against the breeze.